You're listening to the Embrace What Matters podcast, bridging the things of eternity with everyday experience. Here's your host, John Mihalik.
Hello again. We're continuing this series of spiritual meditations and interviews based on themes from my upcoming book, which I hope to release this summer or in early fall 2022. Today's meditation focuses on the theme of spiritual growth and transformation. Here's a teaser. It's not just about making the right choices. It's about believing in the power of miracles. So take a deep breath, quiet your soul, and we'll begin. Every birth is a miracle. A child is formed from a mother and father and grows inside a womb without fanfare or the help of man. Every time a living, breathing human being comes into the world, we witness a miracle. We didn't choose to be born. God chose us. Yes, humans played a vital role, but the first cause of our existence came from our Creator. God made us alive with the breath of life. And so it is with our spiritual birth from above. God gives us eternal life through the breath of His Spirit. So many of us long for heaven, for that time when death will be no more and our bodies will be raised to enjoy the bliss of eternal resurrection. But is that when our resurrection begins? When the prodigal son turned from his fruitless life and went to his father asking for forgiveness, his father restored him with these words, "My son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." So what's your picture of spiritual transformation? Is it simply deciding to change for the better? To focus more on God and discipline your life to be more like Him? While that's part of the process, it's not the first cause and foundation of your change. Christianity isn't first and foremost about morality. It's about a miracle. As someone once said, Jesus didn't come to make bad people good. He came to make dead people live. God is the great initiator, the creator of the heavens and the earth who spoke nothingness into existence, takes our empty souls and breathes into us a life of eternal meaning and purpose, making us new again. He fills the void of our formless hearts. He mends the wounds of our broken relationships. He comes to us with a love that fills our all in all. While faith and submission to God are vital, He is the first and last cause of our new lease on life. And we will only live and grow spiritually by embracing this eternal life with every step that we take. God promises, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and keep my laws. Then you will live in the land I gave your ancestors. You will be my people, and I will be your God." God's regenerating spirit guides us. He makes us aware of our sin while freeing us from that sin's condemnation. He gives us the power to live according to the pattern of His character and desires. He makes our prayers effective, whether in answering a particular need or simply answering our ultimate need for Him. God breathes into us restoration, healing, and wholeness. He calls us by a new name. He satisfies our hunger with acceptance and belonging. He seals our hearts with the promise that this is just the beginning of a new life that awaits. When you are born again as a child of God, you become a new creation. The old has passed away. The new has come. Do you believe that? It's often so hard to believe. But our doubt, helplessness, and unworthiness doesn't have to be our undoing. It can be the gateway to witnessing this miracle of resurrection. Like the rejected leper in Scripture, we can say, "Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean." Like the humbled centurion, we can say, "Lord, I'm not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed." We can have the focus of that long-suffering woman who said, "If I only touch his garment, I will be made well." We can hold on to hope like that grieving religious ruler when he told Jesus, "My daughter has died, but come and lay your hand on her and she will live." God loves us and accepts us for who we are, but he also invites us to grow into who we can become in him. Despite our doubts, despite the times that we stumble, the key is always getting back up and pressing forward into this future of transformation and promise. So when does your resurrection begin? There's a God out there who makes a home for the lonely, who leads prisoners out of their bondage into a life of healing, wholeness, and refreshing. But every day, you must wake up and pray like the psalmist, saying, "Search me, God. Know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way." Consider this great love that God has for us, that he would choose us as his adopted sons and daughters to grow up and with every passing day become more and more like him, to bear the fruit of eternity long before we ever reach the gates of heaven. You know it's true. Every new birth is a miracle. So what are you waiting for? Your resurrection begins now. I hope that was helpful. I think one of the keys to understanding the good news of Christianity is that we don't have to reach God by our own strength and effort. God has already reached out to us, literally with the coming of his Son, Jesus. Believe me, Jesus gets it. He understands our weakness and the struggles we face. But he didn't come just to give us a pep talk or just to offer instructions on better living. He came to work a miracle on our hopeless hearts, to empower us to experience his kingdom right here on earth as it is in heaven. And not just someday, but now. Or at least in every moment we choose to believe and live out this amazing truth. Join me next time as I discuss spiritual transformation with someone who understands the topic backwards and forwards. Kurt Campbell is the program director of a prison ministry in Nashville, Tennessee, that has revolutionized the way we should see and address the problem of incarcerated men in society. For over 17 years, he's worked in the trenches of human need, so he's realistic about the difficulty of change. But he offers hope that change is possible for everyone, even for those from whom we least expect it. So make sure you subscribe to this podcast to be notified when my conversation with Kurt is released. We'll see you then.
This podcast is a production of Embrace What Matters Ministries. We encourage you to subscribe, rate and review, share, and please send us a comment or an email. To learn more about John, his devotional book, and other writings, please visit embracewhatmatters.com.